At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
How about those Aztecs? San Diego State 71, Alabama 64, another number one seed bites the dust. Brandon Miller shooting blanks for the Tide, 3 for 19 from the field, 1 for 10 from three-point range.
I see what you did there.
How about that, Wes? How about that upset? The San Diego State Aztecs were down 9 in the second half, 48-39. Brian Dutcher calls timeout. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell he said in the timeout, but it completely flipped the game after the TO. And Aztecs roll to a 7-point win over the top seed in the region. And, man, that's a big win for the Pac-12.
Perhaps what he said was remove head from body cavity. Or something of that nature. Trammell, 21 points, who, by the way, hurt his ankle in the first half, came back just like Noel did last night. Alabama, you mentioned it, Brandon Miller, 3 of 19, 1 for 10 from the 3. Mark Sears, 16 points, 10 rebounds, not enough. And look, the more disciplined team won. The more disciplined team I felt won. We've talked about Alabama all year, how freaky athletic they are, and they can out-athlete most teams, but when you get a team like San Diego State that knows who they are and they don't change their identity, and sometimes it's not pretty to watch, as we've seen in games in this tournament and obviously all throughout the regular season in the Mountain West, but it's effective. And they know who they are. They don't change their identity. They play within the system. They play good defense. They're not the best shooting team, but that's how they win, is on the defensive end of the floor, and certainly did tonight. Alabama, 32.4% from the floor. 23 of 71. Three of 27 from the three is the worst part of it. And that was our analysis. Like, we were talking about it. It's like, you know, this team, they shoot a lot of threes. They don't make a lot of them. You know, they're like 34%. And you know, you knew if they had an off three shooting night, if they didn't make a volume of threes. We saw them, I think, against A&M in the regular season finale. What were they, like 7 of 36?
Yes.
And San Diego State, you know, let them fly from three, basically, and did not go down for Alabama. And, you know, they can play a little bit out of control as well. They had 14 turnovers. San Diego State, by the way, had 11. But nevertheless, the Aztecs are moving on to the Elite Eight. Wow. I mean, we're going to have like a Florida Atlantic or a Kansas State or a San Diego State perhaps in the Final Four.
How about this for a Final Four? Are you ready for this? Florida Atlantic, Miami, San Diego State, and Creighton.
The CBS executives are in horror, shuddering in the corner of their offices in Manhattan right now.
I tell you what, you and I both bet San Diego State +8 at halftime. I was toying with the idea, so I bet Bama second half. I think they'll probably give up this lead. I did not do it, and then of course the Tide took the 9-point lead, and I thought, okay, probably should have bet Alabama second half, but the game completely flipped and turned turned against the Tide at that point, and the Aztecs roll to a 7-point win. And Wes, I don't know if you heard me, but that's a huge, huge win for the Pac-12.
Yeah, I did hear you, okay. By the way. So the Mountain West just doesn't get credit for it?
Well, San Diego State's going to be leaving for the Pac-12 mm-hmm. soon, and you know, all the Pac-12 teams have been knocked out, so
yeah,
they might want to claim San Diego State now, extend that invitation to join the conference.
Kind of like how I was wanting to claim UCLA for the Big Ten last night. Of course, that didn't go. Even the interlopers coming into the Big Ten can't win in this freaking league, in this tournament. You kidding?
All right, so big upset, and we have another one brewing. Houston's about ready to be KO'd by Miami. Hurricanes up 15, 73-58 with 6:46 to go. Nigel Pack at the free throw line. The transfer from Kansas State, by the way, now has 24 points to lead the Hurricanes. What's gone wrong for Houston here, Wes? Because I'll be honest, I've watched a lot more of the San Diego State-Alabama game than I have of this Houston-Miami game. But I assume the shooting for the Cougars has not been so high.
Well, no, it hasn't.
And the defense hasn't been great. Miami's got 73 points with 6.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, Miami holding its own on the glass. And that's where, you know, you were a little worried if you were a Canes backer, because they did out-rebound Indiana, but you thought, okay, that's just one time. Now just -1 total with the Houston team that, oh, by the way, is like top, I think second in the country in offensive rebound rate. But I've been listening more to this on the radio as Houston now down 73-58 with 6:26 left to go. Jim Nance on the call. It's not going to be hello, friends. It's going to be goodbye, friends. And that's exactly because this, of course, Jim Nance is swan song. He's an alum of the University of Houston. And not going to be able to call the Cougars in Houston unless there is a miracle run here as Houston turns it over. 74-58, 6:23 left to go. I know these guys shed, not 100%. Sasser, even though Sasser is the leading scorer with 14 points. But look, this is a Houston team. This is not a team that's going to beat you offensively. Kelvin Sampson's teams have never really done that. Mm-hmm. You know, with the exception of his short sojourn in Bloomington at Indiana. But now Miami is absolutely taking their time. They, you know, they like to get up and down the floor and spread it. I'm surprised Nigel Pack didn't hit that three. That's the most off he has been all night. So Houston's in some deep, deep trouble here in Kansas City.
It would take an epic collapse at this point for Houston to come back and win this game, because Miami is up 74-60. And unless the Hurricanes make a bunch of mistakes, a comedy of errors, the Hurricanes are going to win this game. Miami, Houston is 0-7 from 3 in the second half.
Miami -10.5 right now at DraftKings, -$1.20, and actually make that -11.5. 157.5 is the total. So, look at Houston. I mean, I think you got to start pressing, don't you? I know there's still 5:31 left to go, but you don't want to wait until, like, the final 2 minutes. As that is endemic of Houston's night, just an absolute brick. And Isaiah Wong not slowing it down. They're just gonna let him chuck, though. So I don't know. Miami, I think, could maybe take 15 or 20 seconds off a possession at least. I'm not saying you got to go to a crawl, but, Matt, the way we're looking at this right now, and I know we were talking about all these teams, the number ones could potentially be gone. This is eerily reminiscent of a Final Four that I actually attended, the 2006 Final Four in Indianapolis, where you had a 4-seed LSU, a 2-seed UCLA, a 3-seed Florida, and 11-seed George Mason. And tickets were aplenty, I will let you know, at the RCA Dome.
Florida won that one.
Yes, they did.
Okay, so if you're playing dogs on the money line, so far it's been a big day for you. San Diego State as high as +250, as the number opened 8. Aztecs opened +8 and +250. Miami opened +7, moved to 7.5, roughly the same money line +250. So I got to think this is going to be a big day a big night for the books because you're going to have a lot of money line parlays
tied
into the favorites.
Killing the parlays.
You just had two number one seeds go down, assuming Houston goes down. Wes, you know there's a lot of money line parlays tied into Alabama and Houston.
Killing the futures liability as well. Houston and Alabama were the top two going into the NCAA tournament. So, look, you're going to have arguably no number one seeds. This game not over yet. It's a 12-point game here with about as Miami rattles that in. So 76-62. Houston's going to have to start getting desperate here and start scrambling and start pressing. But they look a little bit shell-shocked as Miami, look, they're not a very big team, but they're a very long team. And like Jim Larrañaga said after the win over the Hoosiers last Sunday, we're really hard to guard. And if Houston can't guard them, you know, it was one of the best defensive teams in the country. I mean, all their defensive numbers were very, very good. If Houston can't guard them, you know, who is going to be able to guard them? Houston, number four in defensive efficiency, number two in effective field goal percentage, number two in three-point percentage, number three in two-point percentage, number one in block percentage. And they can't guard these guys.
You know, there is going to be one high-profile team in the Final Four. It's going to be either UConn or Gonzaga. And that West Regional Final is going to be Saturday night in Vegas. So I'm going to go out to that game. Whoever wins that game is going to be the favorite in the Final Four. It looks that way.
Well, the organizers in Houston better hope that the Longhorns make it to the Final Four. It's been a long time for them. So
I tell you what, the Texas futures I'm sitting on look a lot more promising now with Houston on the brink of getting knocked out down 13 with 3.5 minutes to go. West, quick mention of the games about to tip off tonight. Let's do a one-minute handicap on each. Xavier, Texas, Longhorns -4. Total of 148. You like this over?
I do. A little bit of money came in on the under today. I don't necessarily agree with it. Maybe people following the under trend. But Xavier, they just – I don't know if they can stay in front of those Texas guards. And I don't know if they can stay in front of Marcus Carr. That worries me a little bit on the Xavier side. Now, I do think that Xavier, they'll be able to make shots as well. I think Timmy Allen, you know, going to try to shut down Colby Jones. So Colby Jones is going to have to be more of the defender because we know Kunkel and Sule Boom, not the best perimeter defenders or defenders, period. So they're going to be shooting threes. And I still, even though the money came in a little bit on the under, I do like the over in this one.
Okay, in the other game, Princeton and Creighton, and you can get double digits with the Ivy League Tigers if you want it. Total of 141.5. Right before I walked in the studio, I had someone ask me, what do you got in the late games? I said, dude, I just bet San Diego State and Miami. But I tell you, I lean Texas in the over. And if you forced me to bet this game, I'd take the 10 with Princeton.
Yeah, it's hard to lay 10 here, but I think Princeton, look, they got smaller, you know, or slower players, I should say, on Nembhard, smaller players on Kalkbrenner. I think that this is going to be tough for the Tigers. That being said, they can slow the game down. Creighton is willing to play a slow pace. They're not necessarily pace dependent, so I didn't want to lay the 10 here either with Creighton, but I think they win the ball game.
I know you think Creighton's going to be a Final Four team.
Yes.
Be Creighton San Diego State, if that's the way it plays out in that region. All right, the VP of Circa the D, Mike Palm, joins us next. And later in the show tonight, Paul Stone, college handicapper out of Texas. And that will be in hour number two.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking health-aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, we're live from Las Vegas at the Circus Sportsbook. If you're not here, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing the exclusive Bet Rivers Squares. Place a qualifying bet, you get a bonus square. If the number's on your square, match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. All right, the VP of the D and Circa, Mike Palm, joins us now, as he does every Friday at this time, even when he's out of town in Iowa. Mike, great to see you. I got to think the book did pretty well with the money line parlays that must have been tied into Houston and Alabama, and the Cougars are 2 minutes and 45 seconds away from going down, and we will have no number one seeds left in this tournament.
Pretty amazing in the year that was wide open. What was the price on that before the tournament? Under a half number one to make the final four. We took a lot of action on San Diego State. That game went from 8 to 6.5, but it's all overcome by these money line parlays, and we haven't even realized the Houston going down yet. So, it's pretty amazing. This truly was this year March Madness.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the futures liability as well, obviously, with Alabama, with Houston. Now, you get later in the season, and they're chalkier prices, so I don't know how many bettors were wont to maybe bet those as opposed to earlier in the season, but that's got to help you guys out, eliminating those two teams.
Well, we lose to the UCLA game last night, but we knock out our biggest liability with UCLA. The second biggest one is actually Miami. Florida. It's amazing. I talk to people around the country and bookmakers, Thomas Gable at Borgata, the guys at Vinny at the South Point. A team of professional bettors went around and hit Miami at 200-1 before the season started with this team. So they're a top three liability in almost every book in the country. And they've been very impressive tonight. But Houston was the third biggest liability, and they were the favorite all along. So really, Miami stands out there all alone. We've taken some UConn action as the course of the tournament has rolled on, how good they've looked, but I think we're in a really good spot in the futures market.
I would think so. I mean, you can't complain at this point, right?
No.
You didn't go to the games Thursday night at T-Mobile Arena, did you?
I ended up staying here and going to the best place to watch the games at our property's Bar Canada last night. Incredible crowd. I mean, it was split. You would think it was pro Michigan State. It was split 50-50 with Kansas State. I mean, that's a game for the ages, what we saw there last night. And then you get the big Gonzaga comeback in the second half. It didn't disappoint. I mean, obviously, those that bought tickets in Madison Square Garden got treated to some terrific basketball. The crowd at Bar Canada turned in FAU's favor as they made their comeback in the second half, and everybody, you know, rooting for the Cinderella. So I didn't go, and I'm not disappointed I didn't go, because we got so many terrific people and new customers here. We do the ID scans here, Matt and Wes. So It was actually amazing. Last week, during the first weekend of March Madness, 40% of the people who came through the doors had never been at our property in the two and a half years we've been open. So it's terrific.
Wow.
A whole new crowd coming in.
I might have had something to do with Wes in the parking garage. He was selling fake IDs. He's trying to figure out ways to make extra money.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, everybody's got to have a side hustle, right? I got to make up for those golf matchups I lost in the match play.
You'll make up for it. You bet San Diego State plus eight. You're doing fine.
Yes.
You bet. Did you bet Miami too?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did not. Split a couple props in this game.
Actually, Bar Canada is a great place to hang out and watch games. Been up there definitely a few times recently. And Bacon Nation, one of my new favorite spots.
Underrated.
Underrated.
People don't know about it.
Nobody hypes it. I say, I'll ask people, you ever been to Bacon Nation? What's that? Where is it? We got to talk about it more. Explain where that is, what it's all about.
It's where the old D Grill used to be on the second floor next to the newly expanded Bar Canada. We got to do a better job, though, in packaging stuff at Bar Canada, right? Let's get some Baconation food with a bucket of beers and stuff like that and get the word out there. Terrific menu. You know what I actually liked? Baconation. So you say it's a bacon heavy, but the shrimp scampi is unbelievable there. It's an underrated dish. Of course, they have many variations of bacon, a great pork chop, but. Check it out if you're at the D, our newest restaurant in the Derek Stevens portfolio.
All right. Matt Santos, our producer, put that down for the pro tip this hour. If you go to Bacon Nation, Mike Palm says, order the shrimp scampi. How about next Friday we get Bacon Nation to cater this show, Mike? Can we do that?
That's a great idea. Promote it. Let's reach out.
Okay. Let's do that. Do you know anybody we could talk to?
I do.
Okay.
I do know.
Might have a guy.
They actually run at Orlando, the arena where the Orlando Magic play. They run the restaurants there as well.
Okay.
And they run 18 Ben down in the Arts District here, too. So there's a successful management team of restaurant operations.
What's going on out at Stadium Swim today? Because I know there's some radio shows from around the country that are posting up out there and broadcasting from Circa.
Yeah, Denver's here. The Score, Mitch Rosen, and the afternoon guys are here.
From Chicago?
Yeah, yeah. I go on the morning show all the time with Molly and Hobb, but the afternoon guys are here. Iowa Everywhere is here. ESPN Houston is here. They're a little disappointed tonight, but they had a great following. When the Texans came out to play the Raiders, they were here. They brought a ton of people with them, came here again. Their morning and their afternoon show. So it's been a nice place for them to broadcast in the mornings out there. At Stadium Swim when it's real calm. A little bit of heavy winds today, but yesterday was really terrific when the sun shines and you got those heated pools. It's never really a bad day out there.
Wes, did you happen to check it out? You were asking me who was out there. I know Jeff Goodman, who covers college hoops for Stadium, was out there. I'm not sure. I saw Stanford Steve. Talking about celebrities in the book.
Right in the middle. ESPN. I got him his reservation.
You did?
I told him. I said, you know, Bears have been going cold lately here. That $5 million from Fox is going to come in handy with the streak he's on.
I'm not going to poke fun at anybody's streak with my golf matchup.
Oh, stop. You guys hit you and the dearly departed Brady Cannon had all these outright winners on that first version of Long Shots will still go down in history. Is maybe one of the greatest golf shows of all time.
It was the world's number one golf betting show, as a matter of fact, Mike. By the way, here we're about to have history made here in the NCAA
Mountain West.
Tournament.
Mountain West, first ever Elite Eight team.
Yes.
No,
Matt was saying Pac-12.
Big win for the Pac-12.
But then again, I was trying to count UCLA for the Big Ten last night.
People keep saying, "Oh no, UNLV, that was whack." I mean, they don't realize that. That's pretty amazing, though. The Mountain West has never had an Elite Eight team.
Yeah.
Well, I said this on the show this week. So if you go back 10 years, there was no tournament in 2020. Something weird happened that year. You remember when it got canceled? Yeah. Something strange.
Paulie got a cold.
This is
the Mountain West. San Diego State going into this tournament, 6-6. San Diego State was 6-6 in the tournament. The rest of the Mountain West teams, 3-19.
But Deutscher had never won a game. If Fisher was there, I mean, they built a program there. Those Mountain West, when I first came to Vegas in 05, and then like 07, 08, 09, those Mountain West tournaments at Thomas and Mack, I mean, you had Kawhi at San Diego State. Yeah. Alford had his best run wherever, the places he's been with New Mexico. You had Jimmer Fredette in the Magic Underwear at BYU. Tim Miles was at Colorado State. I mean, those were really good tournaments and good teams. None of them ever made it to the Elite Eight.
And that's back when Rebels got to the Sweet 16 and got beat by Oregon.
Yep.
That was in 2007. So, I mean, it's been a while. But it's a good win for the Mountain West and the Pac-12. This because is, San Diego State is headed to the Pac-12. It's going to happen.
This
very
is,
soon.
By the way, the first Elite Eight ever with zero number one seeds.
Is that right?
Yeah, first ever. Time it has ever happened. Per the guru, David Warlock, who is the NCAA Director of Media Coordination.
Miami up 87-75 with 118 to go. So the Hurricanes about to knock out the Cougars, and that would be the last number one seed to fall. What's the action been like at the book, and how's the book doing on the tournament so far, Circus Sports?
Forget this NFL. Let's just have college basketball
pretty
all year
good.
Round.
It's pretty
been,
good.
Yeah, really. Both weekends of conference tournaments, opening weekend, it's been pretty good, Matty.
So you're saying you're not looking forward to booking the NFL draft here at Circus Sports?
We might miss it. We're focused on the football contest. We're coming up with our guarantees. What's the commercial going to be? Is there going to be another Who's the Guarantee? Are we going to get some new faces like Matty Eumanns in there and, the megastars like Tim Murray, the big attractions? Are we going to get those folks? How much are you going to guarantee in the millions? I keep telling Derek, the Survivor's going to take off. Don't worry about it. The millions is okay, 5 million, whatever. Put your foot down on the Survivor. Let people have 10 entries. Get this thing to 8 million. Yeah. I think we can get there.
Well, if you expand that to 10 entries, I think so.
I think so. People have that great FOMO there. They just love it, and they get knocked out, and they're sick when they get knocked out.
Wes, I think you can tell Mike Palm's in a good mood. He's making a lot of money this month. Mm-hmm. Circus Flushers. So if anybody out there who owes Mike Palm money, just forget it.
Spend it on your girlfriends. Spend it all. It's okay. It's okay.
He doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. He's going to forgive the debt.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
And he's forgiven the student loan debt like the president. I
hear from my wife every week about that debt.
All right, what else do we have to talk about to promote what's going on at Circuit?
I want to talk about opening day in baseball. We wrap up, we get to the final four. We've got Greg Maddux throwing out the first pitch, Hall of Famer Greg Maddux. And how about who I chose for a catcher? Maybe the only guy that threw more strike percentage than Greg Maddux, our own Josh Towers, is going to catch the first pitch next Thursday. All 30 teams playing. What a day. Moms drink free. We're going to have apple pie, hot dogs. It's an All-American
That's
opening
cool.
day here at the Circuit Bowl.
World Series champion Josh Towers.
Yes, World All right. Series champion.
We need to make a special appearance on the show Tuesday night. How about that? Can you do that?
I can do it.
Let's
Absolutely.
Talk baseball. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's Mike Palm, the VP at Circa and the D, back here in a couple minutes on VSiN tonight.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness for only $19. Our team is here to get you ready for every game remaining in the tournament. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to the daily best bets and tools like exclusive betting splits from DraftKings. There you go. VSiN.com/subscribe. $19 for the rest of the tournament. I think that offer is going to have to be updated pretty soon, Wes. There's not many games left in the tournament.
No, there are not. We are about to get down to the Elite Eight. We have, 10 teams left in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah. We got two more games tonight to determine the remainder of the Elite Eight. Princeton and Creighton underway at DraftKings. The final numbers, Creighton closes minus 10, the total of 141. And Princeton on the brink of an upset here, leading 2-0.
Yeah, absolutely. So here we go. By the way, and look at what Princeton is doing. They're slowing it down. They are taking their time.
I think you call that the Princeton offense.
Yes, you do. Mitch Henderson, of course, learned it under Pete Carril, who he played for, was the captain of a couple of those teams. But, that's what Princeton is going to do. This total, by the way, did get bet to the over here. I think this closes 41, even 42 down at VSiN Southern Command at the South Point. So, yeah, people betting these overs. And look, San Diego State, Alabama just hung under the total. Miami, Houston way over the total. By the way, that official final score, 89-75, as Jim Larrañaga has Miami back in the Elite Eight. By the way, a little bit of a note, and I'll credit the Bear, Chris Felica, for this. Three teams in NCAA tournament history have made back-to-back Elite Eights as five seeds or higher. The 1986 and 1987 LSU with Dale Brown. Indiana, by the way, knocked them out in 87 in the Elite Eight. I just thought I'd mention that. And then 2010, 2011, the Butler Bulldogs were a 5 seed where Gordon Hayward shot. Looks like it's going in, but yet it never does. And then they were an 8 seed the next year when they made the national title game in Houston. So, look, credit to Jim Larranaga. And Matt, we watch like so many of these teams, and we love college basketball not only as fans but as bettors. And we watch so many of these teams, man, that play to like absolute slogs. And they're absolute slugfest, especially in the Big Ten. Maybe there's something to like, okay, let's open up the offense. Let's go up and down, and let's shoot the damn ball.
Well, that's
what Miami does.
That said, though, San Diego State plays a Big Ten style.
Sure.
And the Aztecs just took down Alabama.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's more than one way to skin a cat, but I guess when you're used to watching Big Ten basketball and you grew up on it like I did and you had actually really good offenses in the 80s and the 90s, just to see right now.
You know, and you can say things, too, like, well, the Big Ten needs better players. You got to recruit more NBA-type talent. Brandon Miller, who's the top, I've heard him called pound for pound the best player in college basketball, top NBA prospect in college hoops. He just went 3-for-19
right,
and 1-for-10 from three,
right,
and Alabama got eliminated. So that doesn't guarantee you anything either. Sometimes it's also just about getting hot at the right time, getting the right matchups in this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a little bit of luck. Florida Atlantic was lucky not to get knocked out by Memphis in the final minute
of
round one.
A lot of it is luck. Yeah. And you know, when I refer to that, I think it was 2014 when I refer to that UConn team that should have got beat in the first round by St. Joe. Were they in the 8-9 game?
Yeah.
I think they were in the 8-9 game.
It was very similar to Florida Atlantic this season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the Owls probably should have lost the game to Memphis. They got the jump ball instead of the timeout, right? Talking about Memphis, and the Owls win the game.
Yeah, you got to get luck, and there is variance in this tournament. So that's why I guess you don't want to have too many snap judgments necessarily. But Creighton, by the way, we're going to head next dead ball is going to be the first TV timeout. 9-6, starting to open it up a little bit. Were you left yet? Was Jim Larranaga doing some dancing?
He's trying to do some dancing in the locker room.
He's a better coach than he is a dancer.
Two things here, 2 points I want to bring up about Miami, and you can respond. Miami bought a team. They paid for Isaiah Wong to come back. They paid for Nigel Pack.
Okay, they did.
So this is a new age college athletics where you can just buy players like it's free agency. I don't like that aspect of it.
I don't either.
The second is that this Miami team also blew a 25-point lead in the second half at home to Florida State and lost at the buzzer late in the season, right? It's not like anybody was predicting greatness for the Hurricanes coming into this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the – yeah, we know Miami's got scores, Wes, but this was not easy to handicap that Miami was going to make a run here in the tournament. They cannot – the Hurricanes cannot even win a home game against Florida State with a 20-plus point lead.
Right, right. So look, you're going to get, when you look at some of these teams, you're going to look and see, how the hell did they lose to this team? How the hell did they lose to that team? But, you know, Miami, you talked about Juan, but also Nigel Pack. People thought Nigel Pack might have been bound, the kid from Lawrence Central High School in Indianapolis, might have been bound for Purdue. NIL, look, I don't like it, Matt, but it's here to stay, and you know, that's how you're going to get players. And Miami, to be fair, I know Jim Boeheim said, oh, Miami bought a team, like Jim Boeheim doesn't have some backers up there.
Some might say that Jim Boeheim bought teams for decades.
Yeah, he bought teams in the 80s. He bought teams before it was in vogue.
Before it was allowed by the rules.
Yes. I mentioned with that Elite Eight thing, so did Dale Brown, by the way. Down at LSU, he might have bought a few players.
Nigel Pack's NIL, for those who don't know, he transferred from Kansas State, which is still alive in the tournament, by the way, and went to Miami. He reportedly got a 2-year, $800,000 deal to go to Miami plus a car, right?
Yes.
That was a contract.
And remember, and you know, I got to say this, and this is how wrong I was.
800,000 and a new car.
And Isaiah Wong, I guess, came out, you know, on social media when he found out what was happening, and you kind of thought, oh, my God, this team, they're going to fall apart. They're going to turn on each other. There's going to be a lot of tension. Jim Larranaga, you know, still got to coach the team no matter how you acquire the players, and he's done a great job with them.
All right, so underway right now, Creighton on top of Princeton, 9-6, first 5 minutes of that game. Let's preview Xavier, Texas. And Paul Stone, college hoops handicapper, is going to join us in the at halftime of this game, around 7:45 or 8 p.m. Pacific. And we're going to talk. We're going to assess where this game is and see if there's a second-half bet on the Musketeers and Longhorns. Texas right now at DraftKings minus 4.5 at Circa, also 4.5. Several other spots, including the South Point and Westgate at 4. The total at 148. Wes, you like this over the total. I've got a lot of futures riding on the Longhorns here, so I'm invested on that Texas side of this game. I guess looking over the total, first of all, and I think it has a lot to do with Xavier's defensive deficiencies.
Yeah, they haven't been shown the ability to stay in front of guards. They couldn't stay in front of Kennesaw State in the first round. Kennesaw State, actually, you know, you talk about luck in this tournament. If they would have played that just a smidge better down the stretch, Xavier's not here. Xavier's not playing in the Sweet 16 for a right to go to the Elite Eight. But Kennesaw State, penetrate, drive, and kick. And they beat Xavier up early. They just couldn't hit shots down the stretch. Even though Texas runs a little more motion, you know, it's still the same offense that Chris Beard basically installed. Right. So they're not like a ball screen, kick out, or drive and kick offense. But, you know, Texas can operate in the middle. Marcus Carr loves to operate in the middle of the floor, give the wings to work. Timmy Allen, Serge Ibari, Rice, Jones, the kid Colby Jones, who I mentioned, I kind of like under his points tonight at 14.5, just because he's going to have to rely on defense. He's going to have to be the guy that's got to guard Carr, because Kunkel and Boom cannot do that. Remember when they were arguing earlier in the tournament, Kunkel and Boom, I think it was the Kennesaw State, like, your defense stinks. No, your defense sucks. You know, your defense sucks. And that's basically what they were doing. Texas, by the way, 13 of 23 in the first round from three against Colgate, and then 1 of 13 against Penn State. I got to think you probably meet in the middle with how that's going to happen tonight. I don't think Dylan Disu is going to have 28 again, but I think both of these teams can really run, you know, essentially what they run a run. Disu may struggle in space to guard Nungy, too, because Nungy likes to step out and shoot, so I do like this over. I believe this is going to close.
148?
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of trends to mention here. The under is 7-0 in the last seven Texas games.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to buck that trend.
But one of the things Texas will do is they'll run, as we saw against Kansas State.
No doubt. And the Longhorns also 6-0-1 ATS in their last seven games, including two beatdowns of the Kansas Jayhawks. So is this Texas team getting hot at the right time?
I think they very well could. They certainly have a lot of talent. There was a lot of expectations for this team.
Yeah.
Now some of these teams, like Creighton's another one, teams that had the expectations early in the season and then kind of have a little bit of adversity, they fight through it. Arkansas, of course, loses last night, but they got to the Sweet 16. So UConn, I think, the same way when they were 5-6 in the middle of February in the Big East.
You know, so much talk for months about seeds, who are going to be the number one seeds. Well, all the number ones are knocked out. I think seeding is overrated, Wes. I think that's what we're seeing right now in college basketball. If you seed a 1, 2, 3, 4, it doesn't matter. I mean, you want to be one of the top four seeds, a protected seed, and play closer to home, right?
Yes.
But does it matter that much if you're a 1, 2, 3, or 4? Not this year. Back in a couple minutes, we're going to talk about Sean Miller.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. we host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, welcome back. This segment of VSiN Tonight is presented by the one and only Zen, America's number one nicotine pouch. It's the only smoke-free, spit-free option that's helped millions achieve lasting change. And they make change a little easier by offering the only 10-day risk-free trial. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction. There's only one Zen. Find your Zen online or in a store near you at zen.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine, which is an addictive chemical. Back here on the big show at the Circus Sportsbook, Matt Eumanns, Wes Reynolds. And we're going to go to our research department, Wes, stats and info for some intriguing facts about the NCAA tournament. Wes, take it away.
Our crack research staff here at VSiN, Matt, I will head that up at least for the evening. A couple observations here. Princeton, Creighton, San Diego State, Florida Atlantic, and Kansas State. One of those teams is going to be playing for the national championship.
What? Now repeat those options.
Princeton, Creighton, San Diego State, Florida Atlantic, and Kansas State.
Wow.
One of them are going to play for a national championship. Not Duke, not North Carolina, not Kentucky, not Indiana, not UCLA, not Kansas, not Syracuse.
Certainly not Purdue.
Certainly not Purdue, not Michigan State. One of those five teams.
So on the other half of the bracket, you've got Texas, Miami, if Texas gets by Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bottom half, you are going to have a
Gonzaga and UConn.
A high-profile type team with Gonzaga and UConn. The winner out of the West gets to the Final Four. But on the other half of the bracket, repeat those teams again. One of these teams will be in the national championship game.
Yeah, Princeton.
Okay.
Creighton.
Really?
San Diego State.
Wow.
Florida Atlantic and Kansas State.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. And by the way, I forget who to attribute this to. I read this earlier in the afternoon. Tonight, by the way, with all the teams we're in action, is the first time, I believe, since like 1984 that you did not have a former national champion playing in March Madness. None of the schools that have ever played that played tonight have ever won an NCAA title. That's absolutely amazing. But one of them made this year in 2023 as we try to figure out this tournament. And then one more before we move on.
Let's start coaches.
Yeah, Jerome Tang, Brian Dutcher, Dusty May. Neither one of these guys had an NCAA tournament win to their name. Now Jerome Tang, obviously, is first year head coach at Kansas State. And, you know, Dusty May, first time they're in the tournament. But Brian Dutcher's been out in San Diego for a little while now and never had gotten a win in the NCAA tournament.
No, but he was an assistant on
Steve Fisher's staff. Steve Fisher got several wins
out
there.
Steve won a lot of games. Not like Dutcher's a spring chicken, but
right.
But, yeah, first win for him as a head coach. And now all of a sudden, Elite Eight, this is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Dusty May and Jerome Tang are thinking, right?
So I guess, I don't know.
Why do all these coaches have so much trouble getting to the Final Four? This is simple.
Should this, like, tick you off for your fan base of choice here
that you're not into it, or should it be like encouraging? It's like,
I like it.
If this can happen, we can get there.
It tells you right there that anybody can get there.
Right.
Really does.
Right.
Because
even Indiana and Purdue.
Fairleigh Dickinson was not far from upsetting Florida Atlantic, too. I mean, that was a tight game in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about, anyway, there's a lot of stuff to talk about there, because I watched again two nights ago, I watched a replay of the Florida Atlantic Memphis game. And Memphis had that game won in the final 30 seconds and blew it. And look where Florida Atlantic is now.
Yeah, that loose ball, no foul called, you know.
Well, that was after Kendrick Davis also threw a pass away in the middle of the floor. When if he just holds the ball, he's going to get fouled.
Penny Hardaway chucks that water bottle. Oh, yeah.
Meltdown by Memphis. And next thing you know, the Florida Atlantic Owls are on the brink of going to a Final Four. Sean Miller has never been to a Final Four, Wes. Former Arizona coach, now at Xavier. And tonight, the Musketeers face the Longhorns. And I'm thinking that this game has not tipped off yet, so we'll probably have Paul Stone on the show at 8 p.m. Pacific. I think this game is supposed to tip at 6:58
Right before we hit the top of the hour, so it'll tip off during our break.
Let's talk a little bit about Sean Miller, because he got in some hot water in Tucson and eventually parted ways with the Arizona program, lands on his feet at Xavier. And, you know, it's not like Sean Miller is the only coach who's bent the rules or had some suspicion about how he's worked behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of high-profile coaches who, if you looked into their backgrounds or dug into the closet, Wes, you're going to find some skeletons.
Yep.
And I'm talking about Coach K, Roy Williams, Bill Self. We could go on and on. John Calipari. A lot of the high-profile, Jim Boeheim.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Boeheim's maybe bought a team.
Oh, yeah.
Bought a player.
Oh, yeah.
But the mainstream media and some of the guys on ESPN who are friends with those coaches, they're not going to sling mud at those guys.
Right.
But when somebody like Sean Miller gets in a little bit of trouble, it's no holds barred. Here we go. We're on the attack.
If you aren't in the old boy network, they absolutely are.
If you're not a friend of Jay Billis, Jay Billis will throw you under the bus. All right, let's go back a few years when Sean Miller was in trouble at Arizona on College Game Day. I couldn't wait to put an end to Sean Miller's coaching career.
Sean Miller will be put on administrative leave, or at least should be, while this is being sorted out. And there's no way that DeAndre Ayton could play in a game while this is being sorted out. I mean, this is a question of risk management for the University of Arizona, but it's also a profound disappointment. I know that I'm not going to speak for you guys, but to me personally, you know, I've known Sean for a long time. I actually stood up for him and what I thought was his level of integrity through this whole Book Richardson thing. I didn't think there was any way that he knew about such stupidity on the part of Book Richardson to the extent those allegations were true. But this this great reporting by Mark Schlabaugh that reveals this, I can't tell you how disappointed I am. I can't imagine. I mean, this is a career-ending thing for Sean Miller. Career-ending. And I can't imagine him ever coaching in college again.
All right, to repeat what Jay Billis just said, this is a career-ending thing for Sean Miller. I can't imagine him coaching in college ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how dramatic. It's like a soap opera. Jay Billis should be an actor.
Right.
How did Zion Williamson get to Duke, Wes? Do you want to refresh our memory on that? Did anybody do an investigative piece on Zion Williamson, how he got to Duke, and some of the inner workings of the recruiting of the Duke program while Coach K was in charge?
Absolutely. I mean, look, and even before the NIL, you know, I spoke to a good buddy of mine who, by the way, covers the national recruiting scene, and he goes, the first thing that you do is find out if the kid's for sale. That is the first thing that you do. And people are like, oh, no. Because everybody thinks, like, their program doesn't cheat.
You remember when
we're clean and pure as the white-driven snow. It's all the other SOBs that are cheating, right?
You know some of the stories I know about Derrick Rose in Chicago and his recruitment and how he landed in Memphis.
Because when you were at the Review Journal, I know you used to dread, I've talked to you about this, you used to dread having to cover those all-day summer basketball events.
I like going out and seeing the players because you find out who's good, who's overhyped, and things like that. You get to talk to a lot of the players, talk to a lot of the coaches, and I did, you know, hear a lot of dirt on what's going on in recruiting.
Yeah.
You know, that was one part of it. When you cover college basketball, you know a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes that average fan might not know.
If you ever go to any of those events, and I'm talking like the major shoe company sponsored events, Adidas, Nike, Under Armour, mainly Adidas and Nike, you go,
And one of the, you know, half the fun is like looking across and seeing what coaches are there watching what players and what coaches are talking to each other. And when one guy walks by and then leaves and, you know, is somebody MFing him, you know, or saying, because you're like, okay, I could tell they don't like that guy. Or when this guy walks in the gym, it's kind of like.
Well, you know, another thing, Wes, is the media, and I'm talking about mainstream media, used to paint Sonny Vaccaro, Jimmy's older brother,
right,
out to be the villain. He was the villain, not the coaches. Mm-hmm. All these coaches were saints in the profession. These were guys to be admired, but Sonny Vaccaro was the villain.
Oh, yeah.
And so that used to piss Sonny off because he got painted in a way that was unfair,
mm-hmm,
and because he could tell you a lot of things about the coaches.
Yeah.
If you want to sit down and talk story with Sonny Vaccaro about college basketball coaches, he'll tell you some stuff.
That would be the man
off
to go
the record.
To. That would be the man to go to.
He's got too much class to do it publicly on a TV show or radio show.
By the way, we are at the under 8 minute timeout. Let me update a score for you. It is 29-27. Princeton right now hanging with Creighton. This game looked real slow the first, mm-hmm, 2 or 3 minutes, and then all of a sudden Creighton hit some shots, and Princeton, yep, had to get some giddy in the giddy up here. 29-27. I'm going to look and see a live line. I can't really get you for DraftKings because I think I'm plugged into New Jersey right now. But let me see. Okay, yeah, I'm seeing, if that is accurate, 155.5.
Closing total in this game was a 141 at DraftKings. Yeah, Sean Miller, it was not a career ender. He is coaching in college again. And he's coaching Xavier. He's vindicated. He's back. Xavier, Texas, about to tip off here in a few minutes. We'll be back right after the break. VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.